Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my new episode on the Queen Choma Show. Thank you so much for being here. This is all about success and all about you achieving your goals, your dreams, and your aspirations. I'm here with you right now to give you that boost of encouragement that you can use to just get yourself out there and actually start to do amazing things. And I'm really, really wonderfully delighted that you are here right now, because I want to talk to you about social media and how you can attract more fans, more followers, have more engagement, see more things happen on social media for you. This can help you in terms of attracting clients, attracting publicity, and it can also help you to, you know, start standing out on social media. So I really want you to grab yourself a pen and paper so you can take notes. And while you're doing that, I actually have realized that my battery on my laptop is about to run out. So I'm going to quickly grab the charger, which is right here. I'm just going to switch it on. But I'm giving you a couple of minutes just to grab yourself a pen and paper at the same time. So let's do that thing. Let's both do something useful together. You get the pen and paper. I'm going to grab this charger. I have music usually that I play when this type of thing happens. I used to play the show, and I used to have like some music that you can just bang on if anything happens, or you can mute it and stuff. But the way the show's set up now is a little bit different from how it was before. But anyway, let's get going so that I can really give you these wonderful steps that you can take to have a fantastic following on social media to really boost everything for you. One thing I want to say to you, it's not really that important like how many fans you have per se. And it's also not important, you know, I don't really believe it's all about the quantity. I believe it's actually about quality. You know, I think there's a lot of people on social media that are very successful and they have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fans. And maybe they have great engagement as well in terms of people leave comments and likes and so on and so forth. But the question I want to ask is, are you attracting quality fans? Are you attracting people that you want to be like, that you want to have as maybe potential customers and things like that? Or are you just attracting a bunch of anybody's, like random people, people that ask you very awkward questions, weird questions, they leave odd comments, and so on and so forth. Like, I have people, for example, that on my friends list, they're all like potentially ideal clients, or they could be somebody that can hook me up with opportunities. They are inspirational role models. They are leaders, thought leaders, and things like that. You know, these are the types of people that I really want you to start thinking about having. If you are a lawyer right now, like, you need to be, you know, if you want to really boost your law practice, let's say you have a law firm, you really want to boost this law firm, then you need to be thinking about the types of people that you want to actually have as your fans and as your followers. You need to be thinking to yourself, okay, how can I attract like-minded people? How can I start interacting with other lawyers? How can I boost, you know, attract ideal clients and so on and so forth? If you're on social media as a future politician, who are the types of people that you have in your friends list once again? Are you really engaging with people that could be your ideal clients? So, you know, really and truly, the first step that you really want to be thinking about is, you know, who do you want to attract on social media? Who do you want your people to be, your tribe to be, your fan base, your followers? You know, you really need to get crystal clear. Writing down, get that pen and paper and write down, you know, who do I want as my fans? Like, describe your dream woman or your dream man as a fan or as a follower. Are they somebody that cheers you on? Are they somebody that's always rooting for you for your success? Are they somebody that believes in everything that you do? Is this person, you know, the type of person that you just really, 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 really want to be able to, you know, like, work with? Maybe you want to be there, you know, you want to have someone on your fan page as somebody that would like to work with you or for you. Perhaps you want to hire people in your team, so you want those types of people that would be on your friends list, that would be potentially people that you could actually, like I said, do joint ventures with or work with and so on and so forth. So With that being said, really, really do start to think about the types of people that you want on your friends list, the types of people that you want to be on your social media and to actually have as fans and followers. Because a lot of your fans and your followers, they will have a tolerance for certain things as well. Like the more high profile and celebrity type of people that you have on your friends list, or corporate people, whether it be legal, whether it be, you know, politicians, bankers, whatever it is, I don't know what field you're in, but if you start attracting those types of people, believe me that you won't be able to behave the same way that you behave right now anymore. Or like, that's if you're behaving badly or average, in a very average way. If you're average, you need to, you know, you need to think to yourself, the way I'm behaving, the way that I act, the way I present myself, the way I talk on social media, the way I discuss matters on social media, is this repelling somebody that I would want to be a client or an ideal, you know, somebody that you'd like to work with, somebody that you have to really think twice before you post things, which I do. I mean, I have people contact my mum sometimes and say, oh, you know, she said this on social media. And I'm like, I only said I went to a meeting. What's the big deal? Like, it really makes me laugh that people think that I'm famous enough to have to do that. Like, it's literally ridiculous. But that's the way the industry is, or the social media world can be. If people think that you are somebody that they want to talk about, or if they want to know what you're up to or whatever, they can literally be hanging on every word you say. So that is the reason why you need to think to yourself, okay, I've got to be very careful what I post on social media. I've got to think twice, not just, oh, I'm angry today, boom, go to social media. I hate the world, the colors, you know, everybody's things. You know, you can't really do that. You can't just go on social media and speak your mind as if the whole of social, you know, the whole of your fans will not pay attention to that. You could hurt people by that. I remember once Joyce Meyer saying that, she said that God said to her, you know, as many people as you can help, that's how many people you can hurt. So I really want you to take that into account, that, you know, you can help loads of people on social media. You can use social media to really be a blessing to people, but you could also hurt that many people as well. Okay, so the first thing, like I said, is for you to get crystal clear on your ideal client. Who do you want? Or your ideal fan. You know, really describe that person. Number two, the second thing that you can do on social media to really help you to attract great, great, great fans and a bigger following and so on and so forth, is for you to basically reach out to potential clients or potential joint ventures. So basically, I want you to start networking. That's the word I'm really looking for, is to network. That's the word I was going for. I really want you to network. But some people think of networking as just as, oh, you know, you like people's stuff, you comment and so on and so forth. It's not really effective networking. I would say networking is, you know, you get to know people, you connect with them, but you do it with a purpose in mind. You do it knowing that you do want to work with somebody. You potentially want to hire them. You potentially want to have them as your next coach. You potentially want to, you know, have them to promote you, or whether it be expose you to an opportunity, put you forward for something. So you want something out of it, and you want to give something to them too. It's not a slimy thing. I'm not talking about being slimy, but it's a very healthy way of actually kind of rocking shoulders with somebody. You know, they help you, you help them. But it's all positive. It's not a negative thing. I'm not talking about slimy, trying to get something from somebody. I'm talking about giving and receiving. So there are people in your friends list right now, people that you have on social media right now that can actually hook you up. They could speak to somebody that could really, really, really be a great, great, great business opportunity for you. They could invite you to go to an event. I've had people on social media contact me and invite me to events. I've had people on social media contact me and say, oh, I know so-and-so needs a judge. Would you like to go? Or they say, oh, would you be able to perform at this place? Can you come along to this event? Here are the contact details for this person. Would you be interested in this opportunity? I would love to enter your pageant. Can you please send me more information? One thing that Brian Tracy said, which I really do believe, if you are not having people literally, you know, knock on your doors, like, you know, basically headhunting for you, if they're not looking for you to book you, hire you, be mentored by you, be coached by you, be, you know, if people are not reaching out to you and saying, can I book you? Can I meet up with you? Can we go for coffee? Do you mind if we have a meeting? Do you mind if, would you be interested in this opportunity? If people are not doing that to you, believe me, you are definitely not doing anything on social media either. Because the truth is, people that are really moving and on social media, they're really rocking it. They are getting those phone calls, those emails, those text messages, those private messages. People are saying, oh, I saw your Facebook post. Oh, I saw you on Instagram and I'm really interested in your program. Oh, I saw that video you posted. I want to come to that event. Can you tell me more about this? Thank you for the work you've done and so on and so forth. That's the type of things that they're doing. And, you know, people do this to me literally all the time. I mean, I attracted 130 contestants in my pageant, UK Sparkling Beauty, over the 3 years. I didn't know any of these people. I didn't know any of these wonderful girls, ladies, and even the people that have come to actually participate as judges, or whether it be special guests or people on the, you know, people that come to watch the event. I didn't know any of these people. Like, literally, I knew probably one or two people. The rest of them, I don't even think I knew one or two, to be honest. I didn't know any of them. I met them all online, on social media, or sometimes I met, you know, people like at events and so on and so forth. So I just want to say to you, if you want these types of opportunities, people to be knocking down on your door, literally knocking on your door saying, come to this event. Will you speak here? Can you participate in this? Like, someone once contacted me on Twitter and asked me if I would write the foreword, the preface of their book. Like, come on, I didn't even know the person, but this is how, if you put yourself out there as a role model, as a mentor, as a leader, if you're positive, if you're inspirational, people will actually ask you, can you write the preface for my book? Can you please allow me to feature you on my podcast show? Can I interview you on radio? Can we meet up for an opportunity to talk about how we could work together and so on and so forth? Is it okay if I book you for a photo? I want to book you for to be my next photographer. Okay, so start shining, my wonderful friend. Okay, so number two, the third way that you can actually use social media to attract more fans and followers is by setting up a Facebook fan page. Before you set up your Facebook fan page, really think to yourself, what do I want on this fan page? You need to really take more time with this, because the truth is, sometimes we just do something, oh, let me just set up a fan page, and then we just post all random rubbish. Now, you could do it, like, let me give you some ideas of how you can set up your fan page. When I set up my fan page initially, I set it up specifically to try and win beauty pageants, because I was competing in pageants and I really wanted to boost my chances of winning. So I set up one called Queen Choma for Face of London. I wanted to win Face of London competition. So that was how my Facebook fan page was. Then I had another one. I think it was Queen Choma, Miss Charity UK, you know, Queen Choma for Miss Stardust Boutique. Like, so I set them up with the aim of getting people, or attracting people, leading people to vote for me, to like my fan page, to show that they're rooting for me to win at these different competitions that I was trying to win, or for me to be very successful as a beauty queen while I was reigning in those competitions. And it really does help, because if they, you know, for example, if a judge sees, oh, she's got 600 fans, you know, she's really working hard, she's posting all the great things she's up to in that fan page, they are thinking, oh, okay, yeah, she's doing a really good job. And it's going to really increase the judge's good thoughts of me, and, you know, put me as, you know, obviously I can't control the judges, but basically if they see you doing good work, if the pageant director sees you doing good work and you're really visible on social media, it really boosts your chances of winning the crown. So for any beauty queens right now listening to this, you definitely need to up your game on social media. Make sure you're really posting that Facebook fan group that you have, the Facebook fan page that you have, you know, really, really show up for your fans and followers. Give them something tasty to enjoy in that fan page, whether it be a, you know, inspirational quote, a nice message, sharing a bit of your story. Maybe you could post a video from time to time, a podcast, whatever it is you feel called to do, blogging, whatever, just try and get something out there and really, really try and touch people with your message. Another way you could have a fan page is it could just be a general fan page about you. So it doesn't have to be like you as a beauty queen, you as a model, you as a TV presenter. It could just be you, your name, as in the way Kim Kardashian has a fan page, you have a fan page, but it's just about what you're doing, but just extending everything that you're doing and building a fan page. I want to give you a challenge. I want to set you a challenge to try and get to your first 1,000 fans. I think that's a really good goal. You know, I think everybody should try and aim for 1,000 when it comes to at least one of your pages. So it could be your Instagram, your Twitter. It could be your friends list. I mean, your friends list on Facebook, no one really gets to see them. So I wouldn't really, because some people hide their friends list. So I wouldn't really say that that should be the thing that you, I want you to have something visible that people can see you have over 1,000. So try and really work on that for this, between this year and next year. You know, maybe by next year you would have 10,000 or 20,000. But have something that is over 1,000, because 1,000 is a very big statement. A very, very, very big statement. UK Dazzling Beauty, our fan page, we have nearly 4,000 likes, you know, nearly 4,000 fans. My personal fan page, I have over 1,000. I have about 1,100, just over that. And then I have another fan page, which has about 600. So I've got two fan pages, and altogether, it's nearly going towards 1,700. Then, I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I just lost what I was saying. But anyway, I've just given you the ideas in terms of your fan page. And another way you could do your fan page is if you have a skill, or whether it be a talent that you're trying to promote. It could be, you know, like, for example, it could be your bakery shop. It could be you as the TV presenter. So more of the persona of you, like the thing you do that people know you for, or it could be a show that you host. So, for example, Marie Forleo has, you know, her fan page. Most people know that that's associated with, like, Marie TV. If you think about, for example, you know, Starbucks, brands like that, you know, they don't have they don't have their name on it. Like, you know, Richard Branson, you know, he probably has, I mean, I haven't seen Richard Branson's Virgin page, but I'm sure they have a Virgin page. But I know I've seen Coca-Cola. I mean, they are nearly hitting 100 million. I think they are right now at, you know, 93 million on social media in terms of their fan page on Facebook. They have 93 million plus people, fans, following them, rooting for them. If you think about the brand Oreo, if you think about the brand, you know, there are just so many, Coco Chanel and so on and so forth. If you think about all these different brands that are out there, if you think about, like, oh, honestly, there's just so many. I mean, even someone like Katy Price, they are giving you a taste of their persona, like their kind of celebrity kind of image, rather than, it's not really about their personal life. It's more about who they're known for or the brands that they have. So let's say you have your own cooking show. You could just create a fan page on your cooking show. Radio show, sorry. I am actually live on show, and my dad popped into my room, and I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, let's progress. Right, so I really think that it's about you really thinking of, you know, I need to next time let everybody know that I'm on radio. But yeah, normally I actually can moot my show very quickly, but because of the fact that this show is a bit different now. It's like kind of different in the sense that it doesn't really have the option to moot the show or add the mute. It's a bit different from how it used to be in those days when I used to do my show. If you go back to my other shows, you'll see that I could, I could add music at any moment. You would hear me, like, play a song and stuff like that. So anyway, let me progress on. So in terms of social media, the next thing you want to do is this is number three now. Oh my God, I need to speed up if I really want to get through the show on time. Okay, so the next thing you want to do is basically for you to really, 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 this is actually step number four, and this is all about contacting the media. So if you have a message to share, if you have a voice to proclaim in the world, then definitely use the media to get your voice out there. Let the media know that you have a message to share, you have a story to share, you have a talent to share, you have a gift to share, and go for it with all of your heart. Let the media know what you're up to. Use your social media to reach out to the media, because sometimes they're not going to pay attention to you. They won't pay attention to you if you are just basically trying to send them an email. Sometimes they're not really going to pay attention, because they might think, oh, who's this? We get tons of emails. But on social media, sometimes with Twitter, Instagram, you're more likely to be able to just tweet at them and say, you know, hi, would you be interested in this? If interested, do you have an email I can email you at? And they may be paying close attention, and then they could just respond to you straight away. Or they could actually say, yep, send information to this email. Or sometimes just by you tweeting something at them, showing them a link to your event, sending them something, and they just take a look at what you're doing. They're like, okay, yep, we want to feature you. So let me give you an example of how I've used the media to promote myself. So when I've reached out to the media, you know, I have actually reached out to the media quite a few times and said, you know, I would love to feature on your, I've done it through the pageant quite a lot. I've said stuff like, oh, I would love to feature on BBC London, you know, or I think I went for BBC London Derry, which is an island, and I tried to reach out to them to be on their show. And so they tried to arrange the show quite a few times for me to be on the Irish BBC London radio, I mean, the BBC London Derry radio show. It didn't really work out in the end, however, so I didn't despair, because London, you know, BBC London actually contacted me, because I'd sent them a text and they actually contacted me and said, yes, we want to feature you. And I actually ended up being on the TV, not the TV show, the radio show. I've been on BBC Radio and I've also been on BBC One, the television show as well, the television channel. However, the thing is, like I said, it's the fact that I just reached out to the media. You know, you can text at the media, you can email them, you can phone them. I come from a media background, so I'm already a TV presenter. But this does not mean that just because you're a TV presenter, you're going to get lots of TV opportunities. You still have to present yourself well. You still need to have a great profile. You know, they're going to do research on you. They're going to go and check, do you just rant on social media? Do you talk a lot of nonsense? Are you a troublemaker? Are you always complaining? If you are, they are not going to want to feature you. They don't want to be associated with brands that are full of nonsense, full of junk. They want to be connected with people or brands or celebrities that are actually doing good work in the world. I know sometimes they do still feature people that do mess around and act stupid. Of course they do, but most of the time they just use those mistakes that they make against them. So it's best that you can constantly try your best to portray yourself well in the media and on social media as well. Okay, so my next tip for you in terms of how you can attract more fans and followers. And by the way, when you use the media through social media, when you actually reach out to the media, try and get those press releases, try and go to those high profile events and so on and so forth, this is going to lead into you being more famous in terms of attracting those fans and followers. Because when they see you in an article and on a TV show, when they see that you're just booming and getting out there, they're going to be like, wow, this is amazing. He's doing this, she's doing that. And that's going to lift your brand and profile more and attract even more fans to you. Okay, so now we are on to number 5. And the 5th way that you can use the media, social media, to attract fans is for you to basically, you know, I honestly want to get serious with you that you need to do some serious research. So I want you to invest in a course. You know, there are loads of courses on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. You know, Melanie Duncan, she has one on Pinterest. We have, you know, the Female Entrepreneur Association. They do lots of amazing trainings on different areas such as webinars, how to get publicity, social media, loads of different topics, social media and so on and so forth. You can learn a lot from Kerry Green, from the Female Entrepreneur Association. If you go to YouTube, you can check out her videos. She's got lots of tips and tricks on how to use social media more powerfully. So you can, you know, you can join the Female Entrepreneur Association. There's definitely going to be a waiting list at the moment, but when they reopen, you could consider joining something like that if you're a female entrepreneur. Then we also have like lots of other ideas of how you can use social media more powerfully by, you know, like I said, buying books. There is, you know, there are a lot of books on Amazon or through, books in the bookshop that you can actually buy on social media. You don't have to specifically go for anything in particular, but, you know, there is that wonderful guy called Gary out there who is a, you know, a social media expert. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. He's got a book called, you know, it's a book on social media. And I'm going to post this book on my fan page just so I get everything right for you in terms of, you know, like, the make sure that I link it so that you can actually click on the link and, you know, check it out. And I'm going to put that onto my fan page as a recommended book for social media. So definitely look for that. I'm going to be posting that very, very, very soon after the show. So definitely look out for that. So basically, that is definitely a book that I would recommend. And then someone like Alex Beeden, if you go to YouTube, she has made loads of videos on social media. I do want to encourage you to invest in a course, in a book. You need to keep reading about social media if you want to actually learn how to attract more fans and followers. It's good to, you know, get the free stuff, but also invest as well. Spend money trying to figure out these types of things, because putting blood, sweat, and tears into these courses and books and so on and so forth. And when people really work hard on something and it is not just something that's for free, where they hold back a bit, because I think, I mean, even with a show like this, I mean, most people, when you listen to something that's free, you're not going to really always implement as such. But when it's something that you pay for, you're going to work that much harder to really understand and grasp information, because you don't want to waste your money. So, you know, there are a lot of mini courses out there. I do recommend that you join one. And I think I'm actually going to be bringing out a social media course myself at some point. So look out for something from me too, because I definitely want to bring out a social media course. I did a 21-day free challenge on social, on Facebook, in a private Facebook group. And the Facebook group now is called the Festive Success Palace. So make sure you look for that group on Facebook and join that group. I might link it under this radio show later on. So definitely look out for that. I'm going to link it there. And you can actually my Facebook group, which is all about success and everything like that. Number six, the sixth way for you to use social media to attract more fans and followers is for you to start adding value, really start adding more value. And I mean in these private Facebook groups. You know, there are lots of Facebook groups that are popping up, and, you know, a lot of them are very, very good quality, high content, high value. And the thing is, I mean, if you do a course and then you get to join the private Facebook group, or if you're in any private Facebook group right now, you've been called to that group for a reason. Sometimes you may not really be that interested in being in that group, and you might be like, this is boring, what's this all about, I'm out of here. But don't be so quick to leave Facebook groups. Try and interact in those groups, engage, because you can make friends, you could actually build, you know, like have new strategic alliances, you could network, you can gain information, you can, I mean, I'm in some private Facebook groups right now, and I'm learning so much. I'm gaining information, I'm making friends. Like one group I'm in, for example, I've had lots of Skype calls with people, like just all about networking, connecting, nothing to do with like pitching or anything like that. It's all about like, oh, you know, let's Skype, so let's get to know each other, let's talk about like how we can progress, let's share ideas, you know, things like that. I love the idea of just connecting with people, sharing ideas. And it's just so much fun. I just love making friends. And I believe that when you are engaging in private Facebook groups, I believe you're going to make some really, really wonderful friends. And you're going to be so inspired by these people. Because when you go into private Facebook groups, I believe that you end up being with people that are just like you. Like-minded people. Especially when it's a topic that you're very passionate about. So I do want to encourage you to stop just like receiving all the time. Don't be a social media pig. You know, I don't really want to use that word because I do like pigs. But, you know, when people just go to social media, give me, feed me, like my page, like my comment, like my picture, like everything I do. Have you ever thought about you being the one to do the liking for a change? Have you ever thought about you being the one to actually comment and actually spread love and actually help people and actually inspire and encourage and motivate, instead of you just being like, oh, I'm not going to do this, what's this rubbish thing all about? Why do they, you know, try and show love on social media. Okay, and there is another tip I'm going to give to you, is the seventh tip, the seventh way for you to use social media to attract fans and followers. And this is actually for you to really, really start sharing content on social media. A lot of people do not really realize the value and the importance of content. You know, one thing that a lot of entrepreneurs say is that content is king and consistency is queen. Some people say, Alex Beeden says, that content is king and courtesy is queen. And you know, I really loved why she said that. I'm going to talk about that in a bit. But, you know, my friend, that you know, you listening right now, if you really want to become a leader on social media, a thought leader, a role model, a inspiration, if you're just posting text every single day, you're literally blending in. And that's all I can say. Because there's only so much, only so far you can go with that. You can write and write. It's like somebody sending a text message every day and thinking that they can sustain a friendship or a marriage or a relationship or a, you know, a work, a friendship, a, you know, being colleagues, maintaining any form of friendship with text messaging. That just won't work, you know. And the same thing with, you know, even letters. Let's say people have a friend and they just send each other letters all the time. That won't work either. So you've got to really think to yourself, you know, how can I add more in this friendship? Just pretend for a moment that social media is a friend. You know, your Facebook is a friend, your Twitter is a friend. Pretend that Twitter, every time you reach out by sending a tweet, you're actually being a friend to Twitter. Pretend that for a minute. So when you're posting things, ask yourself, you know, am I being a good friend to Twitter? Am I being a good friend to Facebook? Am I being a good friend to Instagram? Even though, just pretend that every time you post something, you're posting it to Instagram itself or to Twitter. I've never really thought about this before. I've never really said this before either. But if you can just use this as an analogy for a minute, I think you'll understand what I mean. When you're posting something, obviously you're going to post it. You're posting that to your fans, followers, to everybody that's out there. But just pretend that you were just doing it just to Twitter for a minute. Every time you post something, are you posting something to Twitter that could be so inspirational? For example, a blog post, a video, or is it just a text? So, I mean, if Twitter was your boyfriend right now, would your boyfriend be happy, or will he feel like, oh my God, just draining me? You know, you're not, all you're giving me is a text message all the time. That's all you're giving me. You're just giving me a, you know, a few lines. You're not really feeding me. Like, if you want to nourish Twitter, if you want to nourish your fans and followers, you really need to start giving them more than just an update of today was a good day. Oh, I had a wonderful time today. Woohoo! I'm going down to the park tomorrow. Oh, I have 5 new dresses. Which one should I wear? Come on, let's just start thinking about how you can actually add so much more value than that to your friends and followers. So think about the industry that you're in. Are you in the beauty field? Is it the modeling field? Are you a teacher? Are you a typist? I mean, I don't know what you do. Are you a photographer? A videographer, a cinematographer? Are you a financial advisor? Are you a politician? Are you a celebrity in the making? Are you a dance teacher? Are you a model? Are you a architect? I don't know what it is that you do. However, you know what you love, you know what you're passionate with, you know what you really, really love to do, and so on and so forth. So what I want you to do, my friend, my first friend, is for you to really, really start to think to yourself, okay, I want to start posting things on these types of topics. Really get crystal clear on the types of topics you want to cover, and then start posting. So let me give you some examples of the things you can post. Like I said before, blog posts. You can start blogging and post a link to your blog. You can also share content from other industries. Other industries that you are very passionate about. I think you should try and stick with 3 different areas at most. I don't think you should post about everything. I don't think you should be known, oh yeah, she's the girl that posts on everything. You can try, and if you want, you could also choose to stick to one thing. So it could be everything to do with tennis. You post everything to do with tennis. You are the tennis genius, the tennis pro. But I think you should, you know, try and use your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, for different areas of yourself. So it could be personal, a little bit of personal, social, and then business. That's what I do. I use it as personal, social, business. So I've got my strict business hat on. I've got my fun side, you know, just being fun. And I could post some things that are, you know, quite fun. And, oh, today I did this. Oh, what a wonderful day. And I talk about God a lot as well, because that's something that's really close. That's close to my heart. Like, I'm really passionate about my faith. So even if I think, oh, people won't like that, sometimes I think, well, I prefer to talk about my faith, even if it's now and then, than just not talking about it. Not that I have to talk about it all the time, but I kind of can't help it. It just comes out of me. So talk about the things that you're passionate about and post great things on those areas. You know, content is so important. If you think about anybody that's ever been successful, Richard Branson, Marie Forleo, Alex Beeden, anybody that's become a big, Gina DeVee, Brendan Burchard, I don't know if you know any of these people, Jim Rohn, he was, you know, a really great, great, great motivational speaker, Terry Savile Foy, Joyce Meyer, Joel Austin, John Maxwell. If you think about these great leaders that are really, really, Brian Tracy, for example, Jack Canfield, if you don't know who I'm talking about, believe me, you need to know these people. They are very important. Tony Robbins, right? If you think about these people, even if you think about like all these organizations that are on social media that have like 22,000 followers, 22 million followers, all the celebrities that have all these big followers, the thing that they do so well is they provide content. And if they are not providing the content, then people are actually writing about them. They stand out that much. So you need to become the person that stands out so much that people are either writing about you and then you can be retweeting what they're doing. I mean, someone like Kim Kardashian can sit down for one day and retweet like 100 things that people have posted about her because she's become the person that everybody wants to talk about. So, you know, you want to get to that point where you can post things that would really inspire people, but also feed your fans and your followers with something more nutritious than just today was a good day. You know, you need to really go a bit deeper than that. So I want to encourage you to go deeper. Okay, so now what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a bonus tip on how you can use social media to attract more fans and followers. And it's going to be all about your brand words. So you can grab that pen and paper again and let's really have a little mini mini coaching session with this. Okay, so what I want you to do, this is something that I learned from Alex Beeden because I did her course Feel Good Blogging, which I really loved. And I, you know, I watched one of her videos, but she'd mentioned that she got this from Danielle Laporte. So it's about how you want people to feel about you and your brand. And I think it's really, really powerful and amazing. So I want you to really go through this activity with me. And all I want you to do is just grab that pen and paper and then write down the three words that you want, like, see yourself as a brand, okay? See yourself as a brand, right? How do you want people to see you or your brand? And or let's say you have a business that's separate of who you are. Like my business is UK Staffing PC. That's my brand, right? So how do I want people to see my brand, UK Staffing Beauty? I want people to see it as fabulous. I want people to see it as pink, to be honest, because it's all about pink fabulosity. So pink, fabulous, and I want people to think about like charisma when they think of my pageant. I want them to think like something to do with Hollywood or charisma, those types of words. So you could start off by writing down all the words that you want people to think about when they think about your pageant. It could even be something about, you know, let's say you have a pageant. It could be you want them to think your pageant is amazing, fun, and lively. If you're a director of a company and your company is a coaching business, or if your company is a, you know, it's all about marketing or something like that, or let's say your business, or let's say you, not even your business, let's say you as a personal brand, you are a model or a personal trainer. How do you want people to feel when they go on your website? How do you want people to feel when they go onto your blog? How do you want people to feel when they go onto your Twitter, your Instagram, your social media? whatever your three brand words are, come up with three brand words that you want people to feel when they come around you. And then try your best to stick within those brand words and don't go out of those brand words. Don't like start posting all these random things that make people think that, oh, I don't really get what she's doing, or, you know, what does she stand for? All the people that you love and all the brands that you love today, they you know, think about Coca-Cola. What do you know Coca-Cola for? Number one, happiness. Okay, their brand is about happiness. That's why they have that a lot in their brand, in their videos. If you watch their videos, if you watch all the things that they do, it's always about happiness. Like, for example, they made a video where they would have this truck, where they'll have this Coca-Cola truck, and they would drive around, and then they would see people, and they would stop, and then they would give them free Cokes, but they would be able to just, like, the Cokes would just be coming out of the van, and that was all about happiness, the happiness campaign. Okay, number two, when you think about Coca-Cola, you think about red. You know, you think of the color, the red with the kind of logo that they have, right? That's another way you think of them. You actually think of the colors that they stand for, the red and white. And then you think about the fact that it's this brown fizzy drink. So they've made you feel thirsty. They've made you feel happy. And then they've made you feel, you know, maybe fiery or something because of the color red. I mean, I don't know how you feel about red, but, you know, they've just kind of like giving you a feeling, a color, and basically a taste in your mouth. So that's how I would say, you know, that's how I would think about their brand. If I think about a brand like Nando's, you know, I think about food. I obviously straight away food, you know, delicious food, so tasty again. Once again, it's that feeling of like tasty. Then I think about the kind of music, the Mexican music, and then I think about, you know, the atmosphere in terms of it's very lively, because, you know, you can bring your friends and family, you can sit there, you can chill out. It's really lively. It's a great social place. So, you know, how do you want people to feel about you? If I'm thinking about myself personally, if I was answering this question, you know, like if you know, if I'm giving you an example of how to do this, you know, I want people to think of me and what I do as inspirational, motivational, and glamorous. I use more of the word fabulous instead. But I want people to think, oh my gosh, Queen is always like dressing nicely, wearing all these clothes. Obviously, there are times where I just dress very plain. But when I go out to these really, you know, pageant events and all these things I do, I want them to think she's up to big things in the world. She's always going to these red carpet events, or whether it be these exhibitions or these shows or these, she's traveling all the time. She's always doing things. It doesn't have to be like all the time, but I want them to look at my pictures and think she's up to big things in the world. She's doing these great things. She has all these events. They're always dressed up in a certain way, and so on and so forth. That's how I want people to see me. And that's why I continue to post images like that, events like that. I continue to go to places that capture that look. And like I said, it can be very casual and normal as well. But everything to me is all about, you know, the more, like when another opportunity comes for me to go to another fabulous event, I'll post those pictures too. So that's the kind of theme I want people to be thinking about when they're around me, or when they look at what I do. And then another, like I said, inspirational. So I'm always posting something about God or encouragement, or you can do it, never give up on your dreams. This is your day for breakthrough and blah, blah, blah. This is the reason why I do it. It's not just because I want to just get everybody psyched up for no reason. It's because I want to inspire people. I've said to myself, you know, I want to be an inspirational role model. I want to encourage people. It's my gift. It's something that comes very natural to me. And so that's the reason why I use that word. And then the next word, as I mentioned before, is motivational. I want to motivate people because I am an international motivational speaker. I want people to book me for more motivational speaking gigs. I want people to try to be like, oh, I want you to coach me. Can I work with you? And they're not going to want to work with me if they don't think of me as a motivational speaker, if I don't act motivational. So I motivate people. I try to kind of kick them up the bum by saying, you can do it, get out there today and get things done. You know, I motivate people by maybe posting something that's motivational, talking about people that are motivational, such as Tony Robbins, putting up these quotes that will remind you of people that are very motivational, and giving lots of success tips and so on and so forth. Now, the truth is, in my life, I'm not, is life perfect? No. there are down days, challenges and stuff like that, but I don't go and post every, you know, bad thing that happens. I don't go on about negativity and so on and so forth, because of the fact that I've chosen to have these three brand words, inspirational, motivational and fabulous. I normally like to call it glamorous, but, you know, I use the word fabulous because it's slightly a better word. And it links them in with my pageant. So, you know, I want people to think that about me. I want them to think, oh my goodness, she's just so fabulous. She's just so motivational. She's inspirational. Some people see me as positive, confident, inspiring. Some people see me as motivational, encouraging, lively. You know, there are other words that people will use to identify me or to say, oh, she's like this, she's like that. But the most important thing I want you to know is this. I want you to know that it doesn't really matter if you're slightly, people don't see you exactly as you want to be seen in terms of the brand words. But what does matter is that you don't go off into something else, as in you don't go and post something that's completely, completely, completely off and away from your brand words. So that's my like tip for you. So I've now given you all those tips on what you can do to really, 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 really boost your social media, attracting those fans and getting out there in a bigger way. So now if you have any questions, please do feel free to send them to me through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. I'm going to answer some questions that I think you would want to know and that people often ask me about social media. Like some people ask me, you know, how do I build my fan page? Like how can I get more people to like my fan page? So I'm going to answer that question now. The way that you get people to, you know, the way you get your, you know, build that fan page is for you to really, really, you know, you can actually invite people to like your fan page. That's number one. So go ahead and ask people to like your fan page. Post it on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram. You know, really get the word out there that you have a fan page. And be sure to keep posting great stuff on your fan page, because this will automatically make people want to really book you. They will want to like the page, comment, subscribe. And sometimes people watch from a distance for a long time. They don't really engage, blah, blah, blah. But then one day when you make it big, or when you have a big breakthrough, or when you go on this big show or something, all of a sudden, all those people that were not really paying much attention to your fan page become your best cheerleaders. Think about all those people on X Factor. Nobody probably really cared about their Twitters and Instagrams and their, you know, their pages and all of that back then. But look at them today. I mean, the minute they go into X Factor, you know, it probably doesn't take more than 2 weeks before they become girls or women, you know, or guys with over, you know, 10,000 subscribers or 10,000 Twitter followers and so on and so forth. Some of them would go up to 100,000, 200,000, 500,000. So you can quickly become famous, but if you haven't done anything, you still need the groundwork. You know, I really believe the groundwork is important, because if they go to your Twitter and it's full of junk, they're going to be like, oh my goodness, can you believe this is what they're doing? Then they're going to just send it to the media and then they're going to have a field day with that. So you want to be posting great stuff so that when your big opportunity comes, you're ready for it. Another question that I get asked about social media is how to attract clients using social media. You know, when I did my social media challenge, people asked me, you know, how do I get clients using social media? Okay, so I think that with this one, what I've done personally to get clients is, you know, when I've been trying to attract contestants, I speak to people, I ask them, would you be interested in entering the pageant? Do you know anyone that would be interested? So basically asking people to recommend you and, you know, asking them, you know, would you be interested in this competition? If you're interested, please give me your email. I'll send you an info pack. And I'll send you more information about the event or about the competition and so on and so forth. So, you know, you need to just reach out to people, email them, message them, I would say, and, you know, ask them, do you know anybody that would be interested? And really build relationships with people. Continue to network with them. Continue to, you know, post. You've got to post information on your work once in a while. Like, I would say if you post, for example, three things that are just full of content, encouraging, inspiring, a picture of the day, a video, whatever, then you post something about your business. So it could be three posts that are not anything to do with selling, and then one post that is to do with selling. And that's how you really want to be going. You really want to be doing that, because that's a great, great, great way. So it's like you're adding value, 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 and then you post something that is really meaty, something that is directly selling. Value, value, value again, and then you're directly selling. So definitely think about using that strategy. But you don't want to just be promoting your event or your service every single post, because you just get on people's nerves and they'll just see you as a really irritating saleswoman. There's nothing wrong with getting your services out there, because Marie Forleo says, you know, if you have a message to share, a service to share, or a product, and you don't promote the heck out of it, that you are stealing from those who need you the most. So, you know, Marie Forleo, she has earned, you know, over $40 million in her business. She's been able to attract so much money and thousands of customers in her business for her B-School program, for, you know, other courses that she has, and so on and so forth. And the thing is, you know, not just courses, but like one-on-one coaching and so on and so forth. But the thing is, if she kept her business a secret, it wouldn't be as successful as it is today. So don't keep your business a secret. Don't keep your talent a secret. You know, Beyonce did not keep her talent a secret. Mariah Carey did not like hide her singing talent somewhere. She used that gift. She used her singing talent and got herself out there, and she performed, she made that demo. And a lot of you listening right now, the truth is you're not really sharing your gifts and talents with the world. And I'm going to talk to you about one thing that Fabienne Fredrickson said that I thought was wonderful. She talked about the brownie, brownies and the brownie analogy, I would say. So basically, her story about brownies is this. She said, imagine if you just bought brownies, you know, you bought the mixer for brownies, and you're just about to make these brownies. You go into the kitchen, you invite your guests, the guests will come along, they come to your living room, they all sit down, and they're just waiting as you cook your brownies. So you're making the brownies, you're mixing it, you put it in the oven, you bring it out, and then all of a sudden, you know, you take it out of the oven and the smell is so delicious, delicious, delicious. So everyone in the living room can smell the brownies. You know, when like the food is cooking, everybody's like, that smells really good. So somebody comes along and says, hey, is the brownie nearly ready? Man, that smells so good. And then imagine if you take the brownies, you cut them into pieces, you take the brownies in a tray, and you're just about to go and walk out of the kitchen to the living room to give the brownies to everybody so everybody can eat. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But imagine if you don't go and you stop, you go back into the kitchen, you close the door, and you eat all those brownies to yourself. How do you think you're going to feel? You probably might be saying, I think I'll feel sick, greedy, ill, horrible, bad. You might feel bad, right? You might feel selfish. And that is exactly how some of us are today. We are holding those brownies all to ourselves. You know, I have so much information and knowledge on social media, whether it be confidence or whether it be, you know, pageant advice, or whether it be success tips that could really help people to achieve great things. I mean, I've traveled to over 40 cities and states of the world. I think there are people out there that just would wish to travel to 5 places. I mean, imagine if I gave a coaching session on how to travel to 40 cities and states in the world, and then they booked me, and you know, we had 2 sessions where we went through all the ideas of how I made traveling a living reality. I'm sure that person will go home from that session thinking, oh my goodness, I now have all these ideas of how I can make my dream a living reality. And that's how it is with you. Maybe you have the best legal information in the world, all inside of you. It's like a surgeon that has the ability to, you know, do all these amazing operations and help heal people, literally save lives. And imagine if that surgeon says, oh, I'm not going to be bothered with this. Yes, I've become a surgeon, but I'm not going to help anybody. That would be a very bad day. And that surgeon will be seen as, people might even see that surgeon as evil. So don't ever think that you are off the hook because nobody knows about your talent. Nobody knows that you have this amazing voice. Nobody knows that you're a great writer. I want you to start to see yourself as the person that has a responsibility to God and to your fans, your followers, your whoever needs you. I mean, it could be one person listening to this right now and me making this radio show or doing this show today. It would be worth it. Sometimes it's not the masses that you're trying to please and help. It's just that one person. So, I mean, maybe everybody else doesn't need this message, but maybe you listening right now could need it. And that is how it is with your wonderful fans that are out there. They may need your encouragement, your advice, your love, your beautiful poems that you write, the wonderful guitar playing that you play. Just because there are other people that play guitar doesn't mean they want to hear it from them. They may only want to hear it from you. So don't discount your amazing talents and gifts. Thank you for being here with me. I'm going to wrap up now by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Please do share this link with other people that you think might need to know how to, you know, the seven ways to for them to build their social media to attract more fans and followers. And please, 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 if you resonate with my message and if you feel like, do you know what? I really do want to become more successful on social media. I really want to learn from Queen Chima. I want to be mentored by her. I want to be coached by her. I just feel like I'm meant to work with her. If you have that feeling within you, do not hesitate. Go to my website. Click on the link, you know, my website, which is www.queenchimaofficial.com. And please, 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 please do fill in the form on my website, which is about, you know, I've got this free 30-minute breakthrough session that we can have. And also, you know, if you feel like, you know, I want to work with you a one-off session, whether it be my five-week package or my three-month coaching package, please do reach out to me, you know, because I have a talent to share. I have ideas and wisdom. I don't want to keep all this knowledge to myself. I'm overflowing with information and I want to share with my wonderful coaching clients how you can go out there and do amazing things too. So if you're not really living the life of your dreams, if you don't really feel like you're living the festive life, if you can't really look back and say, hey, you know, I've done great things, and maybe you're just sitting on these talents and these ideas year after year, you keep giving the same boring excuses. If you feel like this is you, please, please, please do reach out to me. Let's have this breakthrough session. Go to my website, fill out that form. Let me get back to you and then follow through to make sure you have a session. We're going to have it through Skype or phone. And let me help you to get one step closer or even 10 steps closer towards achieving your divine destiny and amazing goals in life. I want you to not be able to even recognize yourself. You know, when I look back and when I look back in my life and think, wow, you know, I've worked with over 130 girls and women from all over the UK. I just think, wow, how did I get to that point in my life where I became a beauty queen and then a pageant director? Like, how did this even happen? And that's how I want you to think about yourself and your life too. I want you to wonder, how did this even happen? So thank you for listening. Share this post. And God bless you. I love you. I think you're amazing. Bye.